Hi, welcome to What's New SharePoint 2010. My name is John Wiese, ISV Architect Evangelist, and this series is about teaching developers in quick screencasts how they can develop on the new features of SharePoint 2010. In episode 4, I'm going to cover customizing the ribbon. You may have noticed that prevalent throughout SharePoint 2010 is the Office ribbon. Well, as a developer, you can customize this ribbon, adding buttons into your own groups and tabs, and backing that with JavaScript in order to accomplish a number of tasks. So let's go ahead and dig into an example. So before we begin, let me go ahead and show you what it is we're going to try and accomplish here. If we go into the shared documents library, you'll see that I have not just my normal custom documents and library tab here on the top, but I also have this custom tab that I've created. And when I click on the custom tab, I have my own custom group, and I have a couple of buttons laid out in a specific way here, hello world with a big button, and then a couple of medium or smaller size buttons saying goodbye world and I love you. And each of these really just goes ahead and pops open an alert using JavaScript. So that's what we're going to try and accomplish here. Now let's go ahead and dig into how we do that. There's a couple of references that may come in handy when trying to figure out the ribbon and how to customize it. First one is the SharePoint SDK. I recently tweeted that the SDK was released, and there's some blogs as well that we've done that post links to this. My Twitter handle is just John Wiese, and you can find me on there, or you can go digging for the blogs. I've downloaded the SDK, installed it here. I'm in the Foundation SDK, and if we dig into the general reference for development, for the page and user interface, you'll see that there is a server ribbon, and inside that there's a customizing the server ribbon section. So you can dig in through this and get a lot of great information on the ribbon and the different settings. Another way to do this is just simply do a search for ribbon, and you'll get a couple of really good hits here. The first one is a walkthrough, or the third one here actually, in this case, is a walkthrough of creating a ribbon. And the fourth one is part of this walkthrough showing you the different sections of the ribbon and what the different things mean. So this is a really good reference if you're following along and aren't sure on something that I'm laying out here, and or are wondering what your other options are for the values. You can dig in through here. And then the last thing that I'll point out is the very first entry, which is a very handy reference to the names for the different ribbons that are existing inside SharePoint. So within SharePoint, you've probably noticed that we have the Office ribbon bar is prevalent throughout SharePoint, and it can be customized. You will want to kind of dig into this as it gives you the different places that you can go ahead and edit the ribbon inside SharePoint. So let's now dig into the code. The first thing we're going to do is create a new SharePoint project. And I'll just call it my ribbon example. Empty SharePoint project. And say OK. We're going to just deploy this as a farm solution. Wait for that to create it. And the only thing that we need to do when customizing the ribbon is just simply adding a new empty element. And I'll just call it my custom ribbon. And we start with this blank element file. So there's a couple of things to get started. And the first thing we need to do is tell it that we're going to put in a custom action. We need to give that an ID. And we're going to call it the my custom. Actually, I'll just call it my ribbon example to match up with my project. And we need to tell it where we're going to put it. So in this case, it's going to be in the command UI as part of the ribbon and for our libraries. And then we give it some registration information, an ID, and a registration type, which is going to be a list. And then we're done with that. Then we need to dig in a little bit further. So we're going to do our command UI extensions, which is how we actually then do our extending of the UI. And we start by doing definitions. And rather than make you watch me sit here and type all this stuff in, I'm going to paste in different sections and we'll walk through the code, which I think would be more informative. So the first thing that we need to do in our definitions is we need to add a single definition in, and then inside that we're creating a tab. So this sets up our tab. Here it's going to be, I'm going to call it the custom tab example, and then we're going to give it a title. So I'm going to call this What's New in honor of our series. And we're going to give it a description. In this case, we're just calling it This Is My Custom Tab. You can put in anything you want here, or you can leave this blank as well. And a sequence just to put it where we want to put it. Then after we've gotten our tab, we can do a couple of things with this tab. The very first thing that we want to do, and probably the one that makes most sense to definitely have in here, is to go ahead and talk about scaling. So this is going to determine sizing. And we're going to do this using templates. So here we've set up our scale, and we've given it an ID. And then inside that, there's a couple of things that we can set. We can set the max size, which we've done, and we can also set the scale as well, which we've done. And you'll notice here that these, for size, they have a very interesting entry. It's one large, two medium. Well, this is a template reference, so an alias, if you want to call it, to something that we're going to put in later. So keep that in mind as we move through here. After we've done this, then we can go ahead and we create inside of our tab our groups. So we're going to go ahead and create a group. So let me go ahead and put that in here. And you'll see here that it's pretty straightforward. We create a group or groups entry. Inside that groups entry, we create a group. We can have multiple groups if we'd like. Here we're just telling it that it is part of our custom tab example, which references back to our tab. And then inside that, we're calling it a custom group example. And again, we have a description, we have a title, a sequence, so where is it going to be placed? And again, a template, that this is a template. Now that we've gotten our group, now we can place controls inside that group. So let me start placing those inside here and finish out our tab. So if I paste this in, you'll notice that we have a controls entry. And we again here tell it that it's going to be on our custom tab in our custom group in the controls array. And then we're going to have different controls. So these buttons are pretty much all the same. It's the three buttons that you saw, again, referencing, you know, the giving it a name, giving it a command that's going to be run, and we'll add these commands in just a moment. This is going to reference a Hello World command inside of our custom tab example. The other interesting thing that we've done here is we've given a template alias, and this will come in handy in just a moment as we paste in our code to do the sizing and location. And we've done this for three different buttons. So we have our Goodbye World and we have our Love World button as well. So now we're done with the tab. So we can close this command definition out, which is what it's waiting for me to do. And then we're going to create a new one. So now we're going to create our command definition for our locations. So now that we've got that, we create a new command definition. Here we go, right here. And what is this code doing? Well, this code is going to set up a location, again, as the template children. And we're creating a group template. So here's our custom template example, which was referenced above as our template. And then for the layout, here we go with our title, one large, two medium. If you remember from back up here, when we did our scaling, we use that as our reference. So this is going to look this up down here in our titles. And then it's going to lay things out in the way that we've put them here. So you notice looking at this that what we've done is we have two sections. The first section has a single row in it. And that row basically has one large button. And it's templated as cust1, which means that it will use that this button will be laid out in that particular location. And then if we go down here to our second section, you'll see that we have two rows of buttons, both size medium, and cust2 is going to go there, and cust3 will go in our second row. So if we scroll back up a little bit and look at our second and third buttons, you'll see that those are the ones that are going to fill in that section. So that determines our layout. Now that we've gotten our definitions set up, the next thing that we need to do is set up our handlers. So let me go ahead and paste those in again so that you don't have to watch me type. And the handlers is the last thing that we're going to do, which is of course going to be the code to handle our button clicks. And these will match up. You'll see as our handler for a command, we have our custom tab example, hello world command. So this is our command name that we would reference in our button, which we did, and the action. So here's the JavaScript. This of course could point to file, JS file or something as well to do a little bit more complex types of actions. And that's it. So customizing the ribbon, simple as creating an empty package and with an empty element, and then modifying that element's XML to point at the ribbon. So if we go ahead and deploy this, I'll hit F5. It's going to go ahead and compile and start deploying, and then it's going to prompt me to see if I want to debug. I'm just going to say no. We don't need to debug this one. So the site comes up, and if I click on the shared documents, you'll notice that I have my original My Custom tab. I also have the What's New tab, and if I click that What's New, you'll see that I have my three buttons again, just like I did before, and they all pop open the alert as they did before. So that gives you a quick run through of how you can customize the ribbon inside SharePoint. Hope you found this helpful, and join us again for our next episode. Thanks.